Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black time, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. No New Holland, hammer down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody. Sing along to my back road song. The only way today could get better, girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this truck, and I can hear you singing. Let me hear you singing. Ooh. Ooh. Freedom is the miles we're rolling on. Ooh. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, sing along to my back road song. Sing along to my back road song. This is my back road song. This is my back road song. Come on, sing along.
This is Granger. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Welcome to the program.
Ah, thank you for having me, Lee.
Great. Now, where are we talking to you? Are you in Nashville at the moment?
I live in Texas, so unlike most other artists, I live outside of Austin, Texas.
Oh, very nice too. Let's talk about the music. And you've got a new album out, Country Things Volume 1, and that's also the title of the current single, correct?
We do not have a current single right now, so okay. we're still kind of, we're going to see actually what performs best with the audience right now, and okay. I think that'll be a good decision to make a single based on which song is raising its hand, per se.
Okay, that's good. Well, I just did a program today, and that's why I love Dirt Roads I featured, and that's a great song.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that was the only pre-released song out of this first volume, is That's Why I Love Dirt Roads. And I think that song represents the group as a whole quite well.
Because dirt music is really a lot different to your normal Nashville country, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, our music down here in the southwest of the U.S. is typically grown organically. It's grown what we call grassroots, where we will develop an audience and develop a fan base before the mainstream. And we have noticed the, and it's not easy to do that, but you can develop a relationship with your fans that's very deep and very, very loyal, and we enjoy that.
Because you've got a thing called Yee Nation. What's that about?
Yeah, that is kind of the self-proclaimed name for our fan base.
Okay.
Our brand is called Yee, which, you know, essentially that brand means live life to the fullest. And it usually involves an outdoor lifestyle, mm-hmm. Living in the outdoors and enjoying the outdoors as a hobby. And all things outdoors, whether that's conservation, preservation, hunting, fishing, enjoying the outdoor lifestyle. And really that group of people that have self-proclaimed Yee Nation group, they have a unity in all things music and outdoors.
Because you have your own line of clothing as well, don't you?
Yes, and that came kind of as a product of having that fan base, and we started the clothing line called Yee Yee Apparel, and my two brothers and I run that. It's actually where I'm kind of at the headquarters of that office right here where I am in Central Texas. And we have a passion for all things Yee Yee. Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Whippoorwill singing on a summer night, make a rope swing with a tractor tire. River stays high, but the county's dry. Country things. Fried catfish at a corner store, thanking the Lord for a thunderstorm. Track in the barn, don't crank no more. Country things. New York to California, nothing hits home like where you're born. And it's a dirt road, slow jam. Yes, sir, no, ma'am. For supper, small church, white veils, front page, white tails. If you're like me, you'll always be a sucker for country things. Yeah, for country things. I got a girl with a pair of boots. She'll take one lane over two. When I pick her up, all she wants to do is country things. Yeah, she likes a firefly kiss or two. If it ain't the crickets we're listening to. It's a dirt road, slow jam. Yes, sir, no, ma'am. Homemade, passed down recipe for supper. Small church, white veils, front page, white tails. If you're like me, you'll always be a sucker. Things. When my downhill time is through and I get to where I'm headed to, all I hope is they got a few. I hope they got a few country things. I hope they got a few country things. I hope so. Yeah, like a dirt road, slow jam. Yes, sir. Supper, small church, white veils, front page, white tails. If you're like me, you'll always be a sucker for country things. Yeah, country things. Fried catfish at a corner store, thanking the Lord for a thunderstorm. Track here in the barn, don't crank no more. Country things.
When did you start in the music business?
I started early on in my career as a singer-songwriter, but was only writing songs. I moved to Nashville in early 2000s and wrote songs for a company there before I broke away and really needed to start my own band and start playing some of these original songs myself. So I moved back to Texas in 2004 and started from the ground up at that point.
Oh, good, good. So the first hit record was Backroad Song.
Yes, our first national hit was Backroad Song. That was my first national radio single. And it did well for us in a lot of different countries. And it was really the catalyst that got us into the mainstream from the grassroots level. And I owe a lot to that song because of that.
Great, great. So how are you faring with this coronavirus? That must affect your dates as it has many, many thousands of artists.
Tremendously affected us. And, you know, first and foremost, by eliminating touring, which is our bread and butter for artists these days. You know, 20 years ago, most artists made most of their income off of album sales.
Yep.
So much so that I do know that a lot of the bands and crews were also bonused back in those days based on how many albums were sold. And that is something that's unheard of nowadays because of streaming. And so we have really, all artists have changed their business model to ticket sales. And we're in the ticket sale business. We sell tickets to shows, and the songs and the albums essentially have become advertisements to sell tickets to those live concerts. And so throughout the pandemic, with that completely eliminated, we've all artists have really needed to scramble to reinvent their new form of entertainment and our new pathway to the fan base.
So are you doing much of the, you know, online broadcast? I know you're being part of the London Country Week over here.
Yes, we're doing as much as we possibly can. And we do as much as we can virtually online with the only fear of oversaturating that kind of format and making sure that if we are going virtual, that we're not that we're taking it seriously and we're not doing it too often where we're wearing people out.
Yeah.
But yes, we're kind of taking things, everything in consideration at this point.
There's nothing like the real thing, though.
You're absolutely right. And that brings me to believe that we will be back. The world will be back with live events. It's just a matter of when, not if.
Yeah.
And I have heard people say, hey, maybe the future will just always be virtual. No, there's not enough of that interaction that you get from a virtual show that we desperately need to get back to live events. I don't know. You know, we could only hope that maybe there's a miracle vaccine and it comes out that we all get to, all the travel bans are lifted and we're back to normal. I don't know. Like I said, it's a matter of when, not if, but it will happen at some point.
So it's difficult to plan anything. I mean, you can't, we're going to do a tour in March. You just can't do it, can you? That's the problem. No promoter is going to risk putting on anything if he thinks he's got to cancel it. It's like, you know, you're losing money before you start.
Yeah, and the ones that are popping up, we have, for instance, this past week, we traveled and we toured and we played drive-in movie theaters that we still have. They're kind of ancient here in the U.S., but we traveled around and we would set up a stage in front of the big screen and then we played to people while they're in their cars. And it was very interesting, but the money is hard to come by. It's hard to be able, just to pay the bills for an artist when you're paying by the carload. It's difficult, but it's something. It's something in the right direction.
Well, it's keeping it alive as much as you can. So when are you going to make a decision on the actual single from this album?
That's a great question. I would say you're going to hear a decision from us before December. I would say that's pretty solid. Before December, we will have seen one song elevated above the rest in the streaming world.
I'm looking down at this biography. What's this alter ego thing? Earl Dibbles Jr. What's that?
It is what I call an intentional accident. We wanted, several years ago, we wanted to create some kind of viral entity online that could help promote the music. And Earl Dibbles was an idea that we had. It was kind of a over-the-top ultra country boy that was very vulnerable and partly insecure in his ways, but also just very open and silly and funny. And it went viral. It went viral on YouTube. It went like crazy. And so I decided to write a song for him. And then since that day, he has had 7 or 8 songs now come out, including some on this new album. It's just a fun, creative release for the band and I.
Is he any relation to Officer Dibbles in Top Cat?
A little bit. I think he has a little bit of relation to this is that for sure.
Brilliant. So where are you doing this show when you're online for the London Country Week?
Well, we're going to be here at what we call the Yee Yee Farm. Okay. And we're right here in Central Texas. We have some land here, and it's a beautiful setting, and we'll bring the band and get right out here in the grass and put on a show.
Well, Granger, thank you so much for talking to us today. We'll play some tracks from the album, and just can't wait to actually see you in person. And, you know, if I make it to Texas, if they let us in, then we'll come and have that drink.
Lee, I hope I can hold you to that. I would love to see you here, and I would also love to see you there as well one of these days.
Yes, indeed. Well, if you do make it over here, because I think there's doubt about C2C now as well, because it was cancelled this year.
And, wouldn't doubt
you know,
it.
You know, it's the trouble. These things take so many months to prepare that, you know, you have to make a decision at some point that, you know, you can't throw it together at the last minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll play it by ear, and hopefully that'll happen.
Granger, it's been a pleasure, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lee. Pleasure's all mine. Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Some like to run a muddy. Some like them squeaky clean. Some rolling swollen on some dirty 35s. Some like that diesel whistle. Some burn that gasoline. Yeah, around here there's a lot of ways to drive. But hey, listen, everybody's different. I got my opinions, man, and you got yours. Out here in the country, we spend all our money on the Chevys and Hemis and Yodas and Fords, yeah. You could add a lift kit, hold on a headache rack. You could spend some money on a vinyl line bed. Spray a little smell good, oil up that vinyl dash. It'll look so nice for when she climbs up in the cab. Hey, listen, everybody's different. I got my opinions, man, and you got yours. Out here in the country, we spend all our money on the Chevys and Hemis and Yodas and Fords. To pick from, for sale sign in the windshield. If you wanna get one, here's the deal. What makes the best truck? Ain't the emblem on the grill, it's the blue collar hands on the wheel, yeah. Hey, listen, everybody's different. I got my opinions, man, and you got.